Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 6 of T-Bird Talk.
Join us as we explore the world of Circle Public Schools, sharing inspiring stories, delving into the inner workings of our district, exploring innovative education, and celebrating the achievements of our students and educators.
Whether you're a student, parent, educator, or just passionate about education, T-Bird Talk is your go-to source for community conversations and behind-the-scenes insights. Get ready for a journey into the heart of Circle Public Schools, where excellence meets innovation. I'm Superintendent Don Potter.
And I'm Sarah Potter, Director of Community Relations and Development. Today, we're here with Circle Public Schools Director of Nutrition Services, Marguerite Hutchinson, and Assistant Superintendent of Circle Public Schools, Michael Jansen.
Marguerite and Mr. Jansen, welcome to your episode of T-Bird Talk.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Well, we're going to jump right into this. Marguerite joined us this past winter. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your experience, your qualifications?
Yeah, so I joined Circle Public Schools in January of this year. For the last 10 years, I've been working in food service. I graduated Kansas State University with a degree in nutrition and public health in 2015. And since that time, I've worked for a contract food service company, Sodexo, and I've worked for the Wesley Hospital System. I've done a little bit of banquet and catering sales. And then for the last 5 years, I was with Wichita Public Schools as one of their supervisors.
All right. Well, we're here to talk about food service today, and I'm going to ask Mr. Jansen to talk to us a little bit about the history of offering summer meals in 375.
Okay, we've offered meals to a lot of our students in the summertime for quite a few years. The difference this year that we will have is that in the past, the meals had to be congregate, meaning that the students had to eat them in the school system itself. Generally, those meals were serviced by our summer school kids, and very few people would come in for breakfast and then come back for lunch on a daily basis. So the community really didn't benefit that much. And this year we did get qualified as non-congregate, meaning that the meals can be taken and eaten elsewhere. Because of our district layout, we are a very large district that goes from Wichita to El Dorado, and expecting those families to drive out to get a breakfast and then drive back out for a lunch is just something that isn't convenient or efficient for a family. So I think this will be a real benefit, how we are able to do that this year.
Marguerite, can you talk about, well, a couple things. One, what did you have to do in order to make this work for our district with USDA and the applications and that kind of stuff? And kind of describe a little bit how it's different than, you know, Mr. Jansen said, the congregate and those kind of things. Give us a little bit of insight of what that's going to look like for parents and students picking up their meals and stuff this year, this summer.
So kind of like Michael said, we have this new rural designation. And what that means is we get to serve meals curbside to go. You do not have to be in a school to eat these meals. And with any federal program, there's always all this red tape and rules and regulations. And
absolutely.
Convincing, you know, why our families and our community deserves to be rural, we really had to dive into how is their access to fresh fruits and vegetables? And for many of our families, that's 10 plus miles. If you live in Benton, you know, your closest place is the Andover Dillons. And if you're in a rural part of Towanda, you're going, you know, 8-10 miles to the Walmart in El Dorado. And so really that not having that access is why we have this designation. And by offering these summer meals, we give kids and families these access to fresh fruits and vegetables and milk and high quality food that isn't readily available in our area.
And due to that designation, you know, part of that is just like Marguerite was saying, the distance to a local food store is why we are able to do this in our district. The only location really in our district that qualifies, however, is Towanda Elementary. And so that is where we will be serving the meals this summer. That is the only spot that qualifies.
Okay, that's definitely good to know. So when we talk about the meals, and they can come in and get five meals at a time, both breakfast and lunch, correct?
Correct. So when we were planning the summer meal program, we wanted to give kids and families something quick and easy. So if I am running off to Summer Academy, or if I am with Grandma and Grandpa, or wherever I am this summer, I can grab a breakfast and have it ready to eat. So a lot of our menu items are cereals, Pop-Tarts, but we always have that fresh fruit component. I think that is super important. And then at lunch, we did things like hamburgers and chicken sandwiches, thon-serve PB&Js. A lot of this stuff is going to come frozen with heating instructions or thawing and serving instructions, but we're always going to have that fresh fruit or fresh vegetable component, and then we are going to give families a half gallon of milk as well to meet the components required.
And juice is always included with that too, correct?
Yes, 100% juice with no added sugars.
Love it. This is a great opportunity for parents and especially kids 1 to 18. Can those students come on their own, or do they need accompanied by a parent to get this get the five breakfasts and five lunches?
So with these meals, if you're a child 1 to 18 and come to pick up meals, you come to pick up meals, you give us your name, your age, we will serve you in the line if you're present in the car. If you're not present in the car, you have to be a parent, a legal guardian, or a sibling, and we will ask your name and your relationship at pickup, and then the names and ages of the students you are picking up for. Because we want to keep our program integrity intact and make sure this food is truly going to kids, we do have to ask those questions and make sure that we're following all the rules and regulations that the federal government divvies out.
Absolutely. So to just give an example, so if a parent comes with a 7-year-old, but then has two siblings that are not in the car, they can gather meals for them as well for that week.
Correct. We can, as long as they are 1 to 18, we will ask their names, their ages, the relationship of the person who is picking
That's perfect.
Up
I
the
mean,
meals.
Pretty convenient for families to be able to do that for all of the kids and that kind of stuff. So very
people,
good.
People can just show up, but there is also a sign up available.
Correct.
Right?
So on our website, we have asked families to pre-register for these meals. So if you go on to Circle Public Schools and click on the daily menu tab right on our homepage, there is a spot for you to sign up for these meals, and it ensures that we order enough food to serve mm-hmm. everyone who wants to come get meals. You don't have to pre-register, but we really encourage you to do so. And then if you come and pick up that week, we will ask you if you would like us to sign you up for the next week. So we will only be serving these meals on Thursdays from noon to 2 and 4 to 6 p.m.
And you don't need a computer to sign up. You can get on your iPad. You can get on a phone, all of that stuff, which makes it really convenient weekly to make sure that they sign up. How far in advance do they need to sign up for ordering? I know, usually talk about that, I guess, before I say something that I don't know about. But the orders are a little lagged, so they need to sign up the previous week for the following week?
Correct. So we're live right now for meals starting on Thursday, June 6th. So if you want to go on our website right now and pre-register for June 6th, we are live, ready to go.
Awesome.
And then the Thursday, so it'll close, that sign up will close on Wednesday, June 5th, that evening for the 6th. And then we are kind of going to use our numbers from the first week of serving to see how much to order for the next week. And so if we have really good attendance on June 6th, we might need to up our counts a little bit.
Very good.
And if you don't make the cutoff, you can still come.
Oh, absolutely.
It's
yeah.
just, it just helps the ordering numbers, right?
Yes. It okay. gives us a baseline of how many to expect.
Okay.
You know, if we have 100 families interested, that really helps me when I go to place an order. I'm not going to order for 500 if I only have 100
yeah.
sign up.
Yeah.
But if I have 500 sign up, well, yeah, I'm going to
order
you know,
more.
600 or 700.
And not only is it for ordering, it's also for us to be able to staff to efficiently work with that many,
get people
whatever number of parents show up. So,
and there's also signs in all of the school pickup lines and throughout our communities for the lunch program. And there's QR codes that you can scan and it will take you right to the website where you can get that form also, right? So right. if you're in the school pickup line, you can go ahead and just scan that QR code to take you there also. A little bit easier too.
So you mentioned pickup on Thursday. What are the hours to that, to let people know through the podcast here? When can they pick them up?
They can pick up any time from noon to 6 p.m. We really have to be strict in our time frame, though. So you really need to make sure you are in line prior to 6 p.m.
Due to the federal guidelines.
So as long as you're in line, we will serve you. But we are going to mark that last person in line just to make sure we, you know, comply with all the red tape.
Very good. Okay.
And if you do have a student that comes to pick up food, I've seen pictures of this food. Now, it is a multi-day meal pack with half gallons of liquid. So make sure if you are sending a student to pick up food, it's quite a bit of food.
It'll be tough if they ride their bike up and picking up for two or three kids.
They may need to pull a wagon.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a substantial amount of food for one student.
Definitely.
So,
and that's kind of why...
Not to discourage, but...
We were going to send, you know, kids leaving Summer Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, whoa, picture a first grader carrying a bag of frozen food, a bag of fresh fruits and vegetables, and a half gallon of milk plus their backpack. I watch kids carry lunch trays in lunchrooms almost every day, and that's a struggle.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I want to say, and I know you and Mr. Jansen collaborated on this quite a bit and collaborate about our nutrition program. So I wanted to thank you both for your work on this, because I think it's out of the ordinary for a district to be able to offer this. So I appreciate you guys doing that. And, appreciate you joining us today to talk to us about the nutrition services for the summertime. And I really know that this is going to be a benefit for our kids and families throughout the summer. So thank you for doing it.
Before we wrap up, I just want to point something out, because I have a 16-year-old at home and he eats all day long. And the summertime,
so do I.
It's just, yeah. But the summertime, it's like all I can do to keep food in our house. I'm going to Towanda Elementary and I am getting a meal pack for my 16-year-old so that he has the hamburgers and the milk and the juice so that I can keep more food in my house, right?
Yeah, you're exactly
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There is no meal benefits application needed for this. It does not matter if you are paid, reduced, or free. This is for everyone, and this is a service to our community and to really help, you know, with that grocery bill this summer. And, you know, if your kids are here in Towanda on Thursdays, if they're out of practice or at a weights camp or doing a summer activity or at the, you know, rec center or close by at a park, you know, tell them to come on over and we'll get them some meals for the week. And even if it's just a little something for them to snack on, like,
absolutely,
it's good food.
Yeah, and that's one of the things. I mean, we really want to encourage people to participate in this and help us make this a big success for this program, since it is something new. We want it to be an ongoing year after year type of thing. And so that's why we're here today trying to kick this off and make it a big success.
And continue to grow and offer it longer. Because how long is it this summer? I guess we didn't talk about that. How long are the meals offered?
So we are just offering this during June. Okay. But, you know, envisioning this, we do have this designation for 5 years. So as long as it's successful, we can, you know, continue this and maybe do July next year or maybe offer a wider variety of menu items. We just need it to be successful in order to justify doing some cooler things with the menu.
Well, I was wrapping it up. We had a little bit more information, and I appreciate you guys sharing that. That's awesome. Well, to stay up to date of what's going on with Circle Public Schools, make sure to follow us on Facebook at CircleUSD375 and visit our webpage at USD375.org. If you're a parent or guardian, also make sure to check out information sent to you through Parent Square.
If you have a question about today's episode or a suggestion for another episode, make sure you email us at media@USD375.org. We would always love to hear from you.
Thanks for joining us for the episode 6 of T-Bird Talk. See you later, and as always, thrive in 375.